gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Happy Monday, everybody! What am I catching out of my peripheral vision there? 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, you can email us all there. Executive producer, Crystal Boy, Boy Steedie, Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Like Agnes did. Steph, is it wrong to order T-Bone to attend your pool party shirtless? That depends on whether you're going to post pictures online. I believe Chris did post pictures online.
On my Facebook page. That's
there are a
private.
Lot of shirtless men in my pool, which is, wow.
It was boy soup.
You required that. It was in my job description.
Is that sexual harassment? Who can say? Who can say? But yeah, I was this close, Chris, to my dream of being like Madeleine Kahn, being just carried around by shirtless men.
You weren't this close. You were carried around by a shirtless man in the pool.
I was. My details are a little fuzzy on that.
I was really hoping we'd have some chicken fights.
Really?
You made out with my friend Jeff.
That's what I thought happened. Yeah I'm pretty sure. Mm. Really?
Yep.
He did what I couldn't do. He got you to go straight.
Apparently. Yeah, it was a good time was had by y'all. Oh, good. Well, can we post those pictures?
Sure.
Sure, why not? It was a lot of hot, hunky men. That's all I remember. And you wore your Captain America undershirt today.
I wore my Captain America shirt again for you.
To go with the underpants.
Yes. It goes with the underpants.
Right. I like to match the set when I can.
Yeah, I think we need one of those things to carry me around on the Madeleine Kahn thing. What's it called?
A sedan chair.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Could you all please step on the same foot on the same time? I'm falling off. I'm that close to that.
Yes.
All right. T-Bone, thanks. Thanks for the. I believe you were not the naked water taxi this time. It was the, what's his name?
Jeff.
Jeff, sure, my new boy toy.
Yes.
Yes.
He was cute.
I felt replaced.
Right. and T-Bone was making the flirtinis.
Yes.
That's what caused the problem, I think.
What's in a flirtini?
There was current folk there. It was. There's a lot of incriminating information online now. But thanks, T-Bone. Mm. Thanks. Your check's in the mail. Thanks for stopping
What's
in
a flirtini?
Flirtini, on Saturday, there were pineapple juice, vodka, champagne, and a little bit of Saint Germain liqueur.
That explains it. Okay.
Yes, yeah, that's what caused all the problems.
You know what? There is never a party canceled at my place, hurricane or no. That party was going on.
We were the hurricane.
All right. Thank you, T-Bone.
Thanks.
All right. Don't look, check out his butt on the way out like I do. Okay. Okay, so then the most amazing thing, speaking, this is an actual love story, not the kind that's dirty and wrong like that last one was.
Right.
Okay, Suzanne, who's one of our associate producers, she's in the control room at Curran right now?
Yes.
Okay, she's on the phone.
Oh.
She has to tell the real love story of Saturday night. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Stephanie.
You made me cry in a good way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, tell the story. And I'll explain about the new baseball cap I'm wearing. I don't know how you knew I liked baseball caps, by the way.
So basically, my brother and sister-in-law have a dog that you saved. And
Sammy!
You are the reason that my sister-in-law, Janie, is devoted her life to animal rescue for the rescue train.
Aww.
And when they got Sammy, she was very afraid, and she's become a complete people dog. And the story was that, you had lured her into the house from Griffith Park.
With hot chicken, yes. Yes. 9 years ago, because people dumped their dogs in the park. And, it took me forever. She was so scared. It took me forever to save her. And I lured her to my house with hot chicken, same way I got Jim there the first time. And, how hilarious is this connection? You said you looked at a picture of her as a puppy, and you go, that looks like Stephanie Miller's yard.
It looked exactly like your yard, and that's when I put two and two together, and I rushed, and I wanted to show you right away. And, basically, you changed the course of our entire family's life.
Aww.
Because my brother became a homebody more because of the dog and wanted to settle down, and since then they've gotten engaged and are now expecting their first child, and it's all kind of been, Sammy's been the catalyst to all that. So.
All because of hot chicken.
Exactly.
Exactly. So.
And in a totally unrelated story, Suzanne, my life has totally gone to But listen, I'm so happy for Janie, your brother, and Sammy. I love that dog so much, and she sent me all new grown-up pictures.
Aww.
And she's a beautiful girl. Aww. What a beautiful story.
What a coincidence. Holy crap.
And I love my new hats. I'm going to wear the other one tomorrow. This is from therescuetrain.org. Mm-hmm. If you want to go see where Suzanne's sister-in-law is. She's doing rescue full-time?
Yes, that's that's her mission now, and it's all Sammy definitely changed the course of the passion in her life, and you know, it was I think one of the funniest parts is that you had named her the lieutenant, and we like obviously didn't know anything about that, and we call her the sheriff. So
my friends called her the lieutenant because she never left my side. She was like my little lieutenant.
Aww.
Yeah, she's well, you know what? She sounds like a good luck charm. I got to get that dog back now. So tell them thanks for taking care of her. Just kidding. All right, tell her congratulations on the baby and the marriage and all that, and thanks for sharing, honey.
Oh, great. Thanks
all right,
so much.
Get back to work now.
Okay.
Love you.
Aw. That is such a coincidence. Oh, my God.
Suzanne works in our control room.
Yeah.
Insurance. She's like, I recognize that backyard.
Wow.
All right. We might as well do your love letter now. Why not?
Oh.
Although yours is more of the dirty variety. I'm trying to spread the love this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think you need porn music. Becky. Becky writes, hey, Steph, whenever I'm home and you guys are on, I absolutely sit and watch you, because especially because Chris is the hottest, sexiest, yummiest man I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Whenever I lay eyes on him watching you guys, he makes my lady parts go crazy like a game of Fireball Island.
What's a game of...
Or maybe Fire Island.
What's a game of Fireball Island?
I don't really know. Please tell him to keep...
How does one play...
Fireball XL5.
Yeah, how does one play Fireball Island?
Perhaps Becky will write back.
Okay.
Please tell him to keep wearing those tight T-shirts. I'm on it, Becky. And please to get up every once in a while to reach for something up high on those shelves. Note to self, need to start recording Talking Liberally every day. Absolutely, so you can freeze it.
Wow.
My friend and I saw your first Sexy Little Madison in the Chicago Theater. Love you all. Becky. Becky's kind of perving out over you, Chris.
Well, thank you, Becky.
What's that all about? All right, so it's convention week, everybody. Isn't it? I can feel the magic.
Except...
What?
I think they're going to be burning in a lake of fire.
A lake of something.
Displeased.
Look, we are not the ones that use religion for politics like that, like
right.
Our friends on the right, like Pat Robertson. We're just saying. I did notice in the L.A. Times yesterday, storm trouble hardly new to the GOP.
Hmm.
If one were a religious person, Jim, one would almost think that God has a political preference of some sort.
Yeah. Doesn't want Medicare destroyed and replaced with a coupon.
Just a couple of... Just saying. Is that possible that a hurricane hit this 4 years ago? As Republicans bowed to Tropical Storm Isaac, canceling most of their convention opening night in deference, there was some hurricane history they might have recalled or perhaps wished to forget. 4 years ago, Hurricane Gustav slammed into Louisiana, prompting Republicans to drastically curtail the first day session of their convention in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Remember?
In a replay Saturday, Tampa convention officials tossed out the full schedule for Monday. See, last time, they didn't want to make it look, Jim, like they would be in any way insensitive during a hurricane of some sort.
Uh-huh.
Or not attentive to people's needs, because that would be crazy.
Right.
Who would associate that kind of behavior with a Republican administration of any kind?
Now Isaac is headed directly for New Orleans. Again, as a Category 2 hurricane.
I know.
Oh,
no,
my
God. That's the serious part, is that it's hard to tell, like, where it's going to hit next. I was looking at the, you know.
It's looking directly at the Louisiana, Mississippi border. So, that's not good.
Julie sends us a, this is just, it's a, just one indicator of, you know, who's going to win the election and why. Presidential Neil Armstrong reaction, stud versus dud, is what they're saying on the intro about Barack Obama and Mitt Romney's tweets.
Right.
Steph, note the 16,000-plus retweets of Barack's, Mr. President's comment on the passing of Neil Armstrong, compared with just shy of 3,000 for the WTF reaction of whoever tweets from Mittens Romney.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Barack Obama said Neil Armstrong was a hero not just of his time, but of all time. Thank you, Neil, for showing us the power of one small step. Barack Obama. And then Mitt Romney tweeted, Neil Armstrong today takes his place in the Hall of Heroes. The moon will miss its first son of Earth. Okay, that is a little bit WTF.
What the hell does that mean?
That's what Julie says. What pray tell, is the Hall of Heroes? Is that a Mormon waiting room?
I think it's a Mormon thing, yeah.
Where you have to hang out till they give you your own planet? I don't...
Yeah.
Hall of... Huh?
It's Kolob.
Oh, sure. That's probably what he was referring to.
Sure.
Okay.
It's my, you know, my guess.
Okay, guess how many, Jim, here's a math quiz for you. Guess how many birthers will be speaking at the Republican convention this week?
Oh, 1 million birthers.
Oh, seven. Okay. Seven.
Seven,
count them. Seven birthers.
Wow.
That'll so they're giving birthers a platform.
Sure. Oh, well, Mitt Romney did a birther joke this weekend.
Yes, he did.
Did you hear that?
Yep.
And then he said, that apparently, Jim, that he was employing humor. Well, he should be
I should warn you, Appy, employing humor. during my discourse.
Yeah.
Here comes
He's
a zinger.
He's totally dog whistling to the crazy birther tea party crowd.
Yes, he is. They must have some internal polling that shows that he is not doing well with the base. So he needed to punch that up a little bit.
Wonder how many of them are going to claim Neil Armstrong didn't walk on the moon.
Okay.
It was a set, clearly.
Dana in Maryland. Hey, Dana, welcome.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry I missed the party.
Yeah, well, apparently I missed part of it, too, but anyway.
That's a shame. I like flirtinis, so the time was had by all.
Next time.
I just want to quickly just give you some super fun facts.
Oh, okay.
Not for the kids, but I'd like someone to ask these pro-life lunatics what they're going to do after the children are born. 750,000 kids are abused and neglected and in foster care. So the percentages are high for neglect. 18% are physically abused, 9% sexually abused. That's my question. You know, you're
these
fine
facts
until
are not
they're
so
born,
fun.
And then where are you?
Yeah. By the
where
way,
are you?
Did
yeah.
you
it's
can you believe
insane.
Can you believe what do you call it? Romney stepped in the birther this weekend, and then
you know
Paul
I
Ryan.
I can't believe it, and I can't. I mean, he's out there saying, you know, Obama's so hateful. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know.
Mean,
and
these
did
are
you
people with the Nazi references and the Holocaust and?
But did you,
you
hear
know,
the
women can't be? You know what is it? I forgot right. now already. The you know legitimately raped.
No, I mean that was what I was going to say. To me, that was the bigger story of the weekend. Can you believe Paul Ryan called rape another form of of conception?
Yeah, another form of contraception.
Of conception.
I mean, they're seriously, they're sick.
I mean, Dana, for a man to say, it doesn't matter the form of conception. Guess what? It matters to me.
Yes, it does.
It matters to the woman that got raped.
And you know what? There's so many women who are raped, I mean, every minute of every day. And I just, you know, you sort of wonder how women can even vote for him. And who marries these guys? I mean, it's so skeevy.
Only a man could say it doesn't matter how the child is conceived.
Exactly. And I want you guys, I don't know if you've ever seen The Boys from Brazil. It's an old movie with Gregory Peck and Laurence Olivier. Has anyone seen it?
Mm-hmm. I have not.
Okay, and they sort of Gregory Peck. He's this Nazi guy, and he clones all these kids to look, you know, with the black hair and the blue eyes, and they're white. And that, you know, you put it next to Paul Ryan, it's really crazy.
Oh, Dana, you beat Jim to your first Nazi reference of the day. Dana Louise.
I was just saying he should now be Paul Bitchatted Coming Ryan. That should be his nickname.
Okay. All right. Let's The Stephanie
Miller
Show.
The matter of conception doesn't matter. It's it's a different style of conceiving. You know, involuntarily.
Sure. Okay. Rude Pundit coming up at the bottom of the hour. Yeah. David Bender, political strategist extraordinaire, also on the big show today as we continue on The Stephanie Miller Show.
I've never heard such a bunch of penny, any, dime, a dozen, two-bit half-wits exaggerating their enemies and bellyaching over the tiniest, stupidest personal problem.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Happy convention week, everybody. Okay. Oh, it was so all tingly about tonight.
Convention half week, I suppose.
Okay. All right. Tonight's been canceled. It starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's when they'll, you know, they'll break out all the zippy new slogans and stuff.
When you say Mitt, you pick the one who'll say whatever he must say. When you say Mitt, you've chose the man who is the absolute flip-floppiest. When you say Mitt, you've said the word that means you have no spine at all. When you say Mitt, it means you want the man who's got no plan, just wants to win. When you say Mitt, you pick the one who knows when he has seen pancakes. When you say Mitt, you tell the world you'll use your vote to help the very rich. There is no sympathy. Mitt really can't get ass, because the 1% is screwing all the rest. When you say
you said it all. Wow.
Rocky Mountain Mike.
Rocky Mountain Mike and Company.
That's right.
Who was it? I don't even. I got to go back and find who the singers were.
I got to find who that.
From all over the place.
Yes.
That was bouncy.
It was.
Okay, let's go to where is Carl in Nashville? You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Carl.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hi. Go ahead.
Well, number one, Mitt Romney is officially a birther. He can't run from that. He can't put that toothpaste back in the tube.
Yeah.
And number two, the Republicans have tried their damnedest to cheat the American public's memory of the past 30 years. So they're not having George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, Dan Quayle, or Dick Cheney. That's amazing that none of these guys, that's the establishment of the Republican Party the past 30 years at the top, are not there. And the irony of all that is that the one they really want to keep away from there is George W. Bush. And with this hurricane hitting on the anniversary of Katrina, George W. Bush is going to be there anyway. Does God not have a sense of irony or at least a sense of humor? Amazing that they'd run away from this guy and he's going to be there
They could celebrate by inviting George W. Bush and having John McCain give him a cake.
Absolutely. And then Brownie and the rest of those guys. So I think that this is, it's crazy that this keeps happening to the Republican Party. Can you imagine if this had happened two times in a row to the Democratic Party convention? They would be, evangelical nuts would be screaming, this is the wrath of God on the Democratic Party in their ungodly ways.
Carl, ironically, and Chris, I think we posted this in the Charlotte Observer, I believe. Mm-hmm. There's a great piece by a conservative and a liberal, but basically just coming to the same conclusion that a lot of us have. This is just not, they don't recognize this version of the Republican Party. That there aren't two sides to what's been happening in Washington. By the way, Jim Romney defended the birther line by saying the crowd loved it. You know who else gave speeches to really big crowds that the crowd seemed to love?
Hitler. Oh, stop it.
I wasn't going to go there, Jim.
Obama gives speeches that crowds love, too. Good God. Yes. How do you make
but
that
this
leap?
This is birtherism. This is blatant dog whistle racial politics. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I knew they were going to do that. Oh, come on, have a sense of humor. That's different. Mm-hmm. That's a sensitive subject, and it is really catering to your crazy, base.
And they said, Obama makes jokes about his birth certificate, too. Well, yes, because the joke is on Obama. When Romney makes a birther joke, the joke is still on
Obama.
That's
when, white people do the, but black people call each other the N-word. So why? He said he saw nothing wrong with the comment because it drew cheers from the crowd. So that's the new barometer.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what drew cheers from the crowd? Jeez. When Sarah Palin said he pals around with terrorists and when someone in the crowd yelled, kill him, when she called him.
Who also drew cheers from the crowd?
Mm.
Hitler.
I cannot believe you went there, Chris. He said, Lauren, well, we're in Michigan, and I were both born in Detroit. And, of course, a little humor always goes a long way.
I'll be utilizing humor during this presentation.
I love being home in this place where Ann and I were raised, where both of us were born. Ann was born at Henry Ford Hospital. I was born at Harper Hospital. No one's ever asked to see my birth certificate. They know that this is the place that we were born and raised.
I told you I'd be utilizing humor.
So it was great to be home, to be in a place where Ann and I had grown up, and the crowd loved it and had a good laugh. All right, then. When we all, and a good time was had by all.
You know who else wasn't born in the U.S.? Hitler.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show with Rude Pundit next.
Stephanie Miller.
Kiss my surprisingly firm butt.
Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Monday, everybody.
Lee Papa, the rude pundit. Pundit.
Good morning, rudeness.
Good morning.
How are you, Angel?
I'm doing well.
It's well, I thought you would be, what, with the first night of the festivities canceled? What will we use to fill our entertainment void tonight?
I have no idea. I might have to actually, I don't know, watch something. You know what? I'll just watch some kind of torture porn. It'll be the same thing.
There you go. I think Hostel 2 is on.
Yes, or Hostel 3, which is just torture on many levels.
Yeah, exactly.
you have to chime in on Mitt Romney. I mean, first of all, I'm not even sure which is worse. Mitt Romney, you know, blowing the birther dog whistle this weekend, or Paul Ryan saying that the form of conception. He called rape just another form of conception. Where would you like to start?
Well, let's go with the birther thing.
All right.
Yes.
Because you know what I love most about that line is that it was scripted. Yeah. That wasn't an off the cuff kind of moment. It was actually scripted in his teleprompter. So apparently if you're a Democrat, you must be crazy or you must be some kind of minority.
Yeah.
There's a bad word I would like to use right now as to what they're trying to turn Democrats into, but I'll do that on the blog later
today.
Yeah,
okay, good. Now, you know, what it is, though, I think it's not just as we were talking about, there's seven birthers, literally, that are speaking at the convention, so there is no difference anymore between the lunatic fringe and the actual Republican Party, right? I mean, that's...
No, once you invite the crazies in, you got to let them, you know, have their say. I mean, that's the thing about crazies, is that you're not going to shut them up, so you may as well just let them talk until they're tired. Although I don't think that's possible for Trump, is it?
No,
but
it's
I mean,
not.
This is the problem. I mean, what Paul Ryan, is, you know, and again, was it a slip what he said this weekend? The problem is with their Aiken problem is that it is enshrined in their party platform. It's what they believe.
Right, and if we've got Paul Ryan out there saying, I mean, to even put into words of calling rape a type of conception, or to say, or I guess what he said was it doesn't matter how the child, how the fetus was conceived. And so that means that any way possible could be conception. And that goes for any age, too. That's the thing that people don't take this to its fullest extent. You know, that means that children who are raped and get pregnant, there's no exception for them. It just gets creepier and creepier
more
you dig down.
I said this last week, and it looks like already the polls are bearing me out, at least in Missouri, where it looks like Claire McCaskill is up 9.
Yes,
but more
in
stunningly,
many polls.
You know, and I was going to say not stunningly, but I mean, she is, his support, of course, has plummeted with women. And that's what I was saying last week, is I'm saying this is resonating among women, as far as I can tell, like nothing ever has, and I think that's going to carry over into the general, don't you?
Right, because once again, this is one of those things that they have been putting in their platforms for the last few elections, but it's just sort of flown under the radar for most people. I mean, certainly there are activists and people engaged in the issue that knew it and tried to sound the alarm, but the Aiken thing was just so awful that it finally just brought it out into the open, and the sad part is the only thing that Romney is left saying is, well, of course what he said was awful, rape is rape. But that's not exactly what we're most mad about.
Yeah. This new poll, Chris, out of Missouri, McCaskill's obviously newfound lead, largely attributed to an enormous gender gap. The poll shows her with a massive lead among women voters, 55% to 37%. A month ago, she had a one-point edge among women. I mean, and I'm telling you, and yesterday... It was just more of it. I mean, to me, what Ryan said was even worse. It's like, well, it matters to the woman that was raped what the form of conception was, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what's interesting, this is going to sound weird, but I actually know someone who is a child from a rape. And you know how they like to talk about, how people on the right like to talk about how abortion drives women into depression and they, you know, it really affects their mental health. This woman's mother has been in mental institutions ever since. It's terrible. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And, you know, the guilt she carries around is awful. And that's not to say that she's not a great, good person, but it damages everybody.
Yeah. I had a friend in, back when I lived in New York, and she was, I believe, in her inner 60s and was raped like as a 17-year-old girl. And, I mean, when she would talk about it, it was like it happened yesterday. I mean, it's that. So, you know, I hear you.
I mean, the thing is that Republicans talk about these things in theory. Your caller before who said, what are you going to do once the children are born? You know, that the right and evangelicals tend to just abandon the children once they can't be taken care of by an umbilical cord. But this is reality. There's real bodies involved here. This isn't just some, you know, theory that extends out from your dogma.
Yep. Talk to us about your posting, no, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan won't tell you a damn thing. That appears to be the case, doesn't it?
No, every time somebody pushes them on specifics for a plan, they clam up. It's like, yeah, details. We'll work out those later.
Don't you worry your pretty little head about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that happened yesterday when Romney was being interviewed by Chris Matthews. Not Chris Matthews. Oh, how I wish.
Yeah. Fox News.
Yeah, well, yeah. The other Chris.
Chris Wallace.
Wallace. Yeah.
Yes, Mike Wallace's vestigial tail. So,
oh, God, that's awesome. Oh.
So,
nicely done, sir. All right, go ahead.
Wallace was pushing him on, okay, give us some specifics about what you would do with Medicare. And Romney just says, you're trying to make me talk about my entire plan. And it's as if, as you said, you know, they're saying it's just too much for you. You can't take it all in.
Yeah. Which, oh, like their taxes. You people have seen all you need to see about our finances.
Right. Yeah.
And then you were talking about CNN. Has one CNN commentator lost his mind over Aiken? What's that about?
That was Eric Erickson.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, who when he's on CNN just is sort of this, you know, blob of evil that's sitting there.
Yes.
But when
I think the Chiron says that.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. That's his profession, blob of evil. And on his blog, though, Red State, he actually just goes crazy sometimes.
Yep.
Just says things that, you know, well, bloggers will say.
Right,
right.
And so he went on this tear about how the Aiken thing actually is not that bad, and we really need to back Aiken. This is before the whole crap storm started going.
Yeah.
And so he said we need to back him because he is somebody who believes what we believe about rape and abortion. And then you threw in there, oh, but, you know, people that back Obama back somebody who supported infanticide.
Right.
Bringing up this thing from a bill in the Illinois legislature that something that has been disproven over and over and over again. But once they get their teeth in something on the right, they don't let it go.
No, I know. Isn't that amazing? It's like burping up something really bad again. Like you're going, oh, that again? I mean, really, that's all they've got. Isn't it stuff that was debunked in the last Obama campaign?
And this is, and then to go even further with that, Erickson then brings up Chappaquiddick.
Oh, God.
As if, you know, the corporate Kennedy matters right now. And, again, it's one of those things. It's like, is that really all you got in history here?
Right. But, you know, I don't know if it was L.A. or New York Times. Did you see the piece about what's wrong with CNN?
Yeah.
It's like, that's what's wrong with CNN. They, in an effort to be fair and balanced, and we got to show both sides, they have crazies on the right.
Right.
They do not have legitimate points. Yeah, and I think we posted the thing, didn't we, from Charlotte?
We did.
Observer.
On your Facebook page.
But that's exactly what's wrong. This version of the Republican Party, there's not two sides. It's like this birther, or not birther, the Obama 2016. I can't say his name.
Oh,
I've had too many 13s.
Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah. Yeah. It's doing really good business, proving there is a lot of Obama derangement syndrome out there.
I think it was like number six out of all movies.
Yeah, it is provably based on barely any facts, but there are people that just want to hate Obama.
Yep.
They want to believe anything, you know, anything bad, right?
Right, and they're going to, no matter what. And that's exactly who Romney is going for now. You know, it is now, let me remind you that you actually viscerally hate this man. So don't worry about all the stuff I'm actually going to do. Just worry about voting for your hatred.
Yep.
I think the line producer was Skeeter.
Oh, yeah. I have to admit
a moment of, I guess it's thinly veiled racism, because when you were saying who produced that movie, I was thinking Ramesh Panuru,
By the way, obviously you live in New York, but a great piece on the about the Empire State shooting. You said today the unending thrum of mass shooting after mass shooting continued, the long hot summer of murder going out with a bang with a big damn shootout in one of the busiest corners in the U.S. right near the Empire State Building. How disgusting we must look to other countries cowering behind our guns like simpering little inarticulate bitches, unable to express ourselves except through bullets. What's a shocking anomaly elsewhere is merely par for the course here, the price for imprisoning quote-unquote freedom of gun ownership. I think the real shame of all this, Root, is you're right. It just becomes like another news day.
It is, and we forget about things. I mean, we've already forgotten about the right-wing nuts in Louisiana that gunned down some sheriff's deputies down there in La Place, Louisiana.
Well, they felt threatened by them, so
yes.
They had actually
gone to their house to check things out. You know, oh no, when the conservative right-wingers get stopped and frisked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what happened.
Scott in Ithaca wrote, and I thought a good, you know, you guys both made really good points about the Empire State shooting. Friday shooting at the Empire State Building staff proved flat out wrong the gun lovers who say if everyone had guns, these events wouldn't be as bad. An AP News story on the shooting reported 9 people were injured. All 9 were hit by police bullets.
Yep.
The article said police are trained to keep shooting multiple times since 1 in 5 shots will hit the gunman. These officers fired 16 shots from perhaps 6 or 7 feet away at a clear target on a sunny day and missed him 9 times, injuring 9 bystanders. That's not a criticism. The police did what they had to do in that moment. But since professionally trained marksmen can miss their target more than 50% of the time from 6 feet away, why does everyone should be carrying people think that if 15 people open fire on the Colorado shooter, whoever they thought was the shooter who was wearing a black body armor, could have taken him down without causing any damage.
And we have no control over how well those people would have been trained.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Well, and I'm sure every one of them would say, I could do better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When I'm shooting at tin cans and, you know, targets of black people, I do just fine.
That's why I have a 1,000-round clip.
As I told somebody, after hearing about this, it's good to know that the NYPD will use too much force against an angry white guy.
Yeah.
Suppose that's progress. All right. Rudeness, great stuff as always. Talk to you next week, honey.
All right. Bye.
All right. There he goes, therudepundit.org.
What?
Right. What?
Rudepundit.blogspot.com.
But.blogspot.com. Sorry.
He's never had the one you mentioned.
I have no idea where that came. Okay, 46 minutes after the hour. We have, Skeeter has a new dating service?
Yes!
This is awesome. We'll be back with that next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That laughter sounds like the result of misbehavior.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 51 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Right-wing tool, Rich Galen, live tomorrow on the big show for the opening day of the Republican convention.
Yeah.
Awesome. He's the least tooly of all the tools, though. All right, he will be reporting live in his rubbers, I assume, from the convention tomorrow.
You mean wellies, don't you?
Right. Yeah. Sure. All right. What were we saying? Because we were saying that Skeeter PAC, you know, the super PAC's out in force now.
Left-wing Nazi.
In 2011, we told you about Skeeter.
He's going to take our guns
afflicted
away.
Afflicted with Obama derangement syndrome,
socialist.
People like Skeeter
communist.
Have little or no connection to reality.
He hates small business.
In 2012, despite many breakthroughs, Skeeter's condition has worsened.
He's part of the gay agenda.
The good news is, you can help.
He's all uppity.
We're proud to announce the formation of Skeeter PAC.
Born in Kenya.
A political action committee dedicated to countering the effects of Obama derangement syndrome.
All he does is golf.
For those who need it the most.
Take vacation.
With your donation, we can put people with ODS in special rooms with newspapers, books, and other fact-based information,
like the pictures,
which can be read by, or in the case of Skeeter, read to Obama derangement syndrome sufferers.
He's not Anglo-Saxon.
Won't you help?
I need more ammo.
Skeeter didn't build his condition by himself.
Roads and bridges are communist.
And Obama derangement syndrome won't end without
that
your help.
Man was a guy.
Please give today
Hitler
to Skeeter Pat. Paid for by friends of Skeeter.
All right, so because one of our favorite, well, our favorite dates, Skeeter's dating service is Tea Party Harmony, as
yeah,
we know.
Tea Harmony.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. They bought ads on our show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And now they have a new product.
When I created Tea Party Harmony to help you find your perfect right-wing mate, I didn't stop there. Now, just in time for the convention, I've created a mobile app that helps you find that one person who thinks just like you. Introducing T-Dar.
There I was at the convention waiting to see Birther of a Nation, and my T-Dar alert went off.
Whenever you get close to someone as sociopathic and misinformed as you are, the patented T-Dar alert tone lets you know.
I just turned around and there she was.
You were so cute.
It's T-Dar. Download it and take it everywhere. Choose the tone you like.
It's much more fun when you have it on vibrate.
Don't I know it.
I don't know how I ever met true patriots before.
Get T-Dar today.
I still don't like taxes.
And I'm still afraid of brown people.
Yeah.
From the people who brought you Tea Party Harmony, it's T-Dar.
May not be compatible with anything after 1962.
Rocky Mountain Mike whipping it out this weekend.
Whoa, huh?
The comedy, the comedy. That girl is, I like the racism bouncy like that. That
yeah.
Is, I'm still afraid of brown people. Turkey. Let's go to Carolyn in Maryland. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am just curious. I've been watching the Republican mantra, their convention, and I understand that they're having a bishop actually giving a closing prayer meeting.
Really?
I'm a little concerned. I'm a little concerned about that. For one reason, Mitt Romney is a bishop, a Mormon bishop, one of the highest position you can hold in a church.
Right.
Are we going to theocracy now? Because that would actually solidify the Aiken statement and the Aiken rule, or actually the Aiken law that he and Paul Ryan was writing, giving rights to personhood. I mean, is this their way of trying to overturn Roe versus Wade along with all other things?
Yeah, I think they'd be thrilled with that. You know, the other thing is, I hope he goes rogue, the bishop, don't you?
Oh, God, yes.
It says something about Paul Ryan's budget or something. How
he's not,
it's
he's
immoral.
He's not going to go.
No.
Okay. Shannon and Sarah Palin got all our hopes up.
Yeah. Let's...
Shannon in Indiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Shannon.
Hi. I was wondering where they find all these people that are so afraid of everything. You know, they're afraid of the information. They're afraid of cell phones. They're afraid of computers. They're afraid of other people. They're afraid of Muslims.
Only people with too much melanin.
They're afraid of just about everything unless it's inside their own house.
Yep. Yep. That's they've been using that. They've run that game. Remember last election? If you don't choose a Cheney and Bush, terrorists will kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they've been nakedly running that for a while. All right, let's see. So Mittens, by the way, did we play this?
Yes, we did.
No, he was talking about how funny his little joke was.
Okay,
and it's only funny when you have to explain afterwards why it was so funny.
Well, we're in Michigan, and Ann and I are both born in Detroit, and of course, a little humor always goes a long way. So it was great to be home, to be in a place where Ann and I had grown up, and the crowd loved it and got a good laugh.
So that's the only barometer. What's appropriate? If the crowd laughs, then it must be. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I utilized humor and got the expected response, which was subtle but audible laughter.
Ha, 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 ha.
These are pancakes.
No, not a swipe. I said throughout the campaign and before, there's no question about where he was born. He was born in the U.S. This was fun about us and coming home. And humor, we got to have a little humor in a campaign as well.
The Rumbot has utilized humor.
I'm glad you explained the utilization of humor.
And you know, who better than Reince Priebus?
Reince Priebus!
To explain humor as well.
I mean, have we really gotten to the point where we can't have any levity at all in politics? I mean, we've gotten to a place in politics that is just ridiculous. Yeah. No one can say anything that's remotely humorous. And, you know, the president makes jokes about this all the time. He plays these, you know, he came out to correspondence dinner a year ago.
But it is. The rappers call each other the N-word, so I don't, I mean, the president.
Hello,
makes,
he whined.
Okay. Yeah, you remember his little zinger about that the president's our little captain, what's his name? The guy that, the Italian ship's captain.
Oh, the guy that ran the ship aground.
Yes. Yeah, remember when he compared the president to the guy
that'd be George Bush.
Manslaughter, remember?
Meanwhile, people were still drowning.
Yeah.
As he said that.
Obama's the guy trying to fix the hole in the boat.
That was humor. Okay. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Tickets going fast for Seattle, September 29th. And the Beacon, the big one. Sexy Liberal Palooza, October 27th in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Get your tickets now. All right. Timothy writes, Steph, your show is wonderful. My five-year-old has grown up listening to you as we drive in the morning and is especially fond of you. He shares all your political and social views on life.
Oh.
And he's five.
That's good.
Get him young. You know what I'm saying?
Ladies and simple men, it's the Stephanie Miller Show. Mm-hmm. I'm walking on sunshine.
Wow.
Wow. I'm walking on sunshine. Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm gonna feel good. Ow. Can I see?
Yeah. Say hi, Stephanie Miller.
Hi, Stephanie Miller.
Hi. Okay. Oh, my God. Precious, precious, precious. One thing I love, it's a five-year-old that shares my social views.
Yes. Huh?
What? Okay. We talked about, there was some weird story, every story about Mitt Romney, in my opinion, is a little weird.
Yeah.
But we rescued a ferret from a dishwasher.
What?
I remember. Yeah.
I don't know.
Who put the ferret in the dishwasher?
Yeah, well, that would be
rescued.
That would be one question.
Well, if the ferret's dirty.
Right.
Sure.
Not the most humane way to
wash it works.
Not the most humane way to travel with a dog, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Hmm. Greg writes, Steph, was he trying to rescue it, or was he having lunch with Mike Huckabee and wanted to get it out so Huckabee could
pop it.
Cook it in the corn popper with the squirrel?
Sure. And the ferret popper.
No. I was just telling Jackie the headline. It just sums it all up. Romney's convention, big storm, rape controversy.
Yeah. Wow.
And, Paul Ryan stepped in it again yesterday.
Oh, really?
Mitt Romney conceded Sunday fresh controversy over rape and abortion is harming his party. He accused Democrats of trying to exploit it for political gain. See, it's our fault that Paul Ryan keeps saying stupid, offensive, anti-woman stuff. Mitten said yesterday, it really is sad, isn't it, with all the issues that America faces, for the Obama campaign to continue to stoop to such a low level.
Obama campaign hasn't said word one about that.
What? You make a birther joke, and your running mate calls, a rape just another form of conception. Yeah.
Why? What's the difference?
And it's sad, isn't it, how low the Obama camp is stooping? Really?
Yes.
By really?
Letting it be on TV.
Yes. All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing, shall we, kids? Oh, right. Oh, you wanted to start with your favorite.
Yeah, she's...
It's Dana Loesch from The Daily Show.
The Daily Show.
That's the left collectively losing their minds. Because, oh my gosh, barbecue. Mitt Romney made a joke. He made a joke. The left likes to have a sense of humor.
Except when it comes to conservatives. When it comes to conservatives, we are no longer funny.
Is she doing Russian?
We have no humor after conservatives talk.
He was just making a joke. You people need to stop being all uptight.
I was going to ask, has she borrowed too much of Russia's Oxycontin?
Wow. And screechy Dana Loesch said that liberals need to stop being so uptight. I found that completely
You need to stop being so uptight, you people!
Can I just say something? I've been in radio a long time. That was the most irritating 29 seconds of radio I have ever heard.
Do you want to hear her pig squeal again?
Oh, my God, Saturday Night Live. It's like the most irritating sound in the world. Stop it.
Well, that's Laura Ingraham, actually.
Stop it. Don't play that again. Oh, that's worse than... I never thought I'd hear anything worse than Sarah Palin. Stop it. I swear to God, I'm going home. I am walking right out of Captain America's underpants.
We have Vandalo squealing like a pig now. Yes!
He sure do got a real pretty mouth. All right.
I'm sorry, I won't do it.
Squeal louder.
See, now I need something more soothing, like Rush Limbaugh. Here we go.
Mitt Romney and Ryan drawing a huge crowd in Michigan.
Oh,
and get this.
No one's ever asked to see my birth certificate. They know that this is the place that we were born and raised.
Right on. And here is Romney. I'm convinced test driving something. I think this line is a test drive.
Mm. Yes. Well, we agree on something. So do I.
Yeah.
He's obviously dipping his toe into birtherism because it smacks of desperation.
Yes, it does.
Okay, you know what? Okay, Lou Dobbs on Fox Business.
The governor joking, having a pretty good time at the president's expense. Oh. But some in the mainstream media tonight are charging Governor Romney with reigniting the birther issue with those remarks. Many in the mainstream media don't have a sense of humor. It appears that some do, and that, I don't know, that brings about a sense of hope. So we're halfway there. Now there's just a matter of change.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Why does he still have a show?
I don't know.
It's awful.
I don't know. You know what it needs?
What? More squealing?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Squeal louder.
Okay, now you're asking for it.
Okay, Carl. Oh, God. Carl Rove on Fox and Friends Saturday.
The one guy who consistently dismissed this and defended the president as having been born in the United States in the middle of a contentious primary was Mitt Romney. And the White House never said, thank you, Governor Romney, for acknowledging this and for defending President Obama. But let him make a funny joke that was more about himself than President Obama. And the White House, you know, sort of bristles up, and the campaign sort of bristles up, and they send out Mr. LeBolt to say, shame on you. And right. I mean, this is faux outrage.
Mm. That was a funny joke.
They have to
identify what's funny.
Right. He said the president has never thanked Romney for being out there defending him.
Thank him for bringing up the birther issue again.
Okay.
And
Carl Rove's a tool.
Yeah, he's never thanked Romney for defending him from something he doesn't need defending.
Right.
Exactly. Because it's been out there for years. Okay. All right. Sean Hannity, Fox News.
I'm almost convinced that if we had Barack Obama on tape, you know, robbing a bank... And shooting all the tellers.
As those people
they
do.
Say, well, that's okay because we got to give the money to the poor. There are some people that have never woken up from that trance state.
What? Trance state.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in an Obama trance.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, those people will do that.
Yeah, they'll go into banks all the time and shoot at them.
Sure. Okay. Wow. Andrea Tantaros, and we end on a soothing note as well.
Another right-wing velociraptor.
Who is Sandra Fluck, by the way? Why would they elevate somebody who claims to be the successful woman? No woman should aspire to be her. She claims to be this smart, successful woman, and she can't afford $9 birth control.
What?
Wow, we're back to calling Sandra Fluck a slut? Is that what we're doing?
Mm.
Wow. Okay.
She's obviously...
That wasn't what she was testifying about, that she can't afford it, but some women need it for other things like endometriosis.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that's not
important.
She
wasn't talking just about herself.
Right.
But Republicans don't understand that.
We end with Mothra versus Dana Dinalush. Okay, all right. People on TV can see how I asked for the silly little thing on my blue papers.
You should call it the Dana Show.
Okay. That concludes a really... A scaly, upsetting right-wing world. Okay.
I have a new toy. I love you, Dana Loesch.
All right. Right-wing Godzilla versus Mothra. Okay. Who is here? Art in Maryland. Hi, Art.
How you doing, Steph?
Good. Go ahead.
I want to talk about something I haven't heard anybody say anything about. We got a constitution somewhere in the United States, I think. It's got a one of the amendments says Congress shall not make any laws establishing any religion. Aren't all these rape and incest and basically religious based abortions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? I think if they got in, the Supreme Court would turn all this whole plank, like, burn it up firewood.
Okay. All right. Either you had a bad phone or I couldn't understand what you were saying. I think it was a point about separation of church and state, but I'm...
I think it was both.
Okay.
Bad phone and couldn't understand
it. Yes. All right. By the way, so what I was saying, their problem, you know, on Aiken's comments, Paul Ryan's comments this weekend, is it's part of their whole platform. It's part of their policies. It's not just like misspeak. So Mitt Romney's little joke, it turns out there's 7 birthers speaking at the Republic. Would you like the fun facts?
Sure.
His invocation of birtherism on Friday took his campaign to a new level of, involvement with birtherism. The dog whistle theory has already been embraced by many major Republicans with whom Romney has long been happy to consort. Here's the, I hear a Mike and Raleigh bit coming. It's the birther bunch. Here it comes. Members of the birther bunch. The birther bunch. This week, Donald Trump will speak, actress Jeanine Turner.
Oh, God.
That's huge.
Her lips are huge.
Oh, boy. Georgia Attorney General Sam Olens, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. These are either full-on birthers or dabblers in the birtherism. Florida Governor Rick Scott, Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, and Louisiana Governor and exorcist Bobby Jindal. All speaking. All have dipped their toe.
And yet Obama has not thanked them for
not
having twice as many birthers.
Right. Exactly. All right. 17 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 21 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Lots of people asking me about my hat. We told the story earlier.
Right.
Suzanne, who's in our control room, I rescued her sister-in-law and brother's dog because someone dumped him in the park near my house. Mm-hmm. Sammy, and then she's doing animal rescue full-time. That's where I got the hat. And I was looking down at my arms, and you see all these scratches?
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because I rescued another dog yesterday.
Did you really?
It's my bag. Somebody rang the bell, and there was a little bulldog puppy on my front. They're like, is this your dog? No collar, no nothing. But a neighbor had mentioned that somebody, I knew which neighbor had but it was a very squirmy bulldog that did not want to be carried.
Oh.
And scratched me and bit me a little bit as I ran up the street in my pajamas with a little baby bulldog.
So the bulldog.
Now that's animal rescue.
So the bulldog has been returned to?
Yes.
Okay.
I said, here is your squirmy, bitey.
Maybe you should keep
bulldog.
A cat carrier around for in case other small dogs are placed on your doorstep.
Do you have any kind
I'm a
of
dog
carrier?
I'm a dog magnet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that was about, but people are asking about my injuries this morning.
Aww.
I'm pretty sure that was not when I was sexually harassing your friend.
Hey,
it could have been then, too.
Some of that may have come from that.
It may have been. He tried to resist me a little bit as well, but he gave in eventually. All right. Sometimes I feel like Donald Trump is doing Jim's version of him. How many times did he say the word huge in this article?
Huge. It's a huge article. Huge.
Was he? This was supposed to be his big surprise night. Monday night was his big. Donald Trump may not be getting his big surprise. Whoops.
I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
This is huge.
This sums up everything that's wrong with the Republican Party today, accepting a Statesman of the Year award from the Sarasota County Republican Party.
God.
Last night, an hour away from Tampa. See, Republican Party.
Based on
Statesman
what?
Statesman of the Year.
Right.
To a carnival barker reality show guy. Okay. He reignited questions about the president's birth, blah, blah. He talked about Romney making. He said he did make a joke, and some people thought it might not be a joke. It happens to be an issue a lot of people believe in. He said it's an important issue that a huge group of
people
are concerned about. And the amount of time he spends touting it in the future remains to be seen. He's still working on it.
A huge group of people believe in leprechauns, which are not huge. They're tiny little fellas. But huge numbers of people believe in them.
He said, let's just say this, there's a huge group of people that are not believers in what Obama did, what he said and where he came from. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens over the coming weeks and months. He also went on to call Obama's campaign vicious.
Vicious and angry.
Yeah. Asked to elaborate on what the big surprise was supposed to be tonight, Trump just said it was a very big thing.
It's huge.
He was trying to alternate
the
word.
Huge surprise.
Okay, he broke out his thesaurus. Good for him.
Maybe I should say something other than huge. Oh, it was going to be a very big thing. But apparently the big thing's been canceled tonight. Oh, well, we'll just have to wait.
I guess the hurricane was a bigger thing. Mm. It was huge. Huge.
All right, Kevin Downey, RNC spokesperson on the festivities.
It's our hope that we'll be able to release a revised schedule.
Oh, good.
So I think most of, you know, it's going to be a compressed schedule. Some changes are going to have to be made. But, you know, we'll still have a great convention.
Oh, you know who else was supposed to speak tonight is Huckabee, well-known Todd Akin supporter.
Yes.
Mike Huckabee. Maybe he was going to come out and cook a squirrel and a corn popper or something. I don't know. We'll see if he gets rescheduled. He was
huge, huge, huge squirrel, huge popper, huge.
Okay.
All right, Reince Priebus.
Reince Priebus!
Okay, on the...
Obviously, you can't be assured what would happen on Monday if you had a full arena and then couldn't get people out of here. So, I mean, it's an obvious choice. Safety first.
Okay, Alex in Flint, Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Alex.
Hello, how are you this
Hi.
Morning?
Good, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just was, you know, talking about that Etch-a-Sketch thing, you know, because like somebody else said during the primary, he said he wasn't going to touch the birther thing, and now
he
he's pandering like crazy.
Yep. You seem to be implying that Mitt Romney would sometimes do the opposite of what he said he would never do. That's crazy. Paul in Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
This is Paul, your old friend, your old brittle friend here. Hey.
I like my old friend's brittle. Go ahead.
Hey, whatever happened to the women representatives of the Republican Party on all this rape issues and everything else? Number two, Stephanie, and I'll get out of here, get out of your hair. This morning, Chris Matthews handed Reince Priebus his ass. I shouldn't say ass, but anyhow, he did. And John Brokaw had to get in between on the Morning Joe thing. And believe me, it's not a funny thing when you see a 74-year-old man with coffee spreading out of his nose on the shorts and laughing like hell. So, hey, I'll let
Wait, Paul, explain what happened. I missed what happened exactly.
Well, right. Reince Priebus was talking about how good, as far as what, Romney was talking about, you know, all this other stuff, and the birth issue came up, okay? So, of course, Chris Matthews' hair stood on the back of his hair. His hair came up like an old cat that's frayed.
It was not fair enough, is what you're saying.
And he jumped into
Reince Priebus. Okay, I got it. There was a man fight. All right.
Yeah, apparently
it's not fair enough. That's the problem.
Fair enough.
Birtherism. Ah! Not fair enough. I like it, but is there anything more entertaining on television than when Chris Matthews gets, worked up?
Yeah, tingle on my leg.
Apparently, he almost made Reince Priebus cry.
Really?
Yeah.
Reince Priebus is always sort of whining anyway, so he's not very far from crying. It's hard to tell.
They're very weepy, those Republican
men.
Oh, by the way, they asked, did you see the Glossy Parade magazine interview with Mitt Nann? And Mitt
said anybody read Parade magazine?
He said he's not quite as emotional as Boner, but he does cry sometimes.
Wow.
Probably when he has to pay over, 7% in taxes or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or when he engages in sport.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, my nail.
Okay. Megan in Chicago. Hi, Megan. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I spent the weekend doing a little math based on Arizona's new, air quotes, egg drop legislation. Did you guys hear about this?
No. I'm sorry. Right.
It's a
personhood amendment type thing. Yeah.
Right. So by that logic, I have been pregnant 344 times.
Wow.
In your face, Duger family.
Wow.
All right, that was entertaining. All right. Oh, by the way, what I can't wait for is convention coverage when Chris Matthews has been on like several hours and he just starts blurting out the craziest thing in the world. Oh, there's nothing better. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Yo, sexy mama, let's get busy and freaky in that order.
Uh-oh. You okay over there? We're on. Stephanie?
What? Hello.
We're on the air.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Live.
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. All right. some lessons.
So Dana Loesch is not happy.
Dana Loesch is not happy, Jim, that we are playing her squealing for her radio show. She said that's sexist.
She said yes.
That we're playing her irritating noise.
I think Dana needs to stop being so uptight and learn how to take a joke.
No. Yeah, like I can't take a joke.
Because
how is that sexist to play an actual soundbite from her actual show?
I have no idea. But, I mean, if you listen to what she said past the squeal...
That's the left collectively losing their minds because, oh my gosh, barbecue. Huh? Mitt Romney made a joke. Mm. He made a joke. The left likes to have a sense of humor.
Except when it comes to conservatives. When it comes to conservatives, we are no longer funny.
Is she high, sir?
She's doing
we have no humor asking. After conservatives talk.
He was just making a joke. You people need to stop being all uptight.
Yeah, Dana, stop being so uptight. We're just making a joke.
Okay.
And she's all exercised on
Stephanie
Twitter now.
Show apologizes.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
If you found it sexist that we played the irritating sound from your own show and voice. Okay, Sue in Rockville, Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Sue.
Hey, good morning. First of all, spoiling Trump's huge surprise, it was the fact that he had hired an Obama lookalike and he was going to have a bit where he said, you were fired.
Oh, gosh, that's hilarious. I'm sorry
I
missed that.
And some blogger sussed it out and he went off after the blogger for having a brain, since he doesn't find any in the Republican Party.
Yeah.
But listen, here's what I really want to say, and I don't want people to think I'm just being dirty and I'm not cursing today. I'm going to be good, okay? But listening to women have to cry about reliving their stories about rape just made me go beyond the end and beyond the pale and made me realize that these Republican men do not have any sense unless they experience it directly, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
So what they need is what we need to do is, since they clearly have never had anything forcibly, large thing forcibly inserted into them, and it is the end of summer, and there's so much extra zucchini, you know, if you ever grow a zucchini.
I don't know where you're going with this, but we just ran out of time, so thank you so much for that. We appreciate it.
Oh, Lord.
I can feel my mother's oh, dear coming. All right. All right. Jackie's News. All right, I had to listen. She's in the news center. She's obsessed with this new bad joke cat on Twitter.
Oh, really?
And I had to pull her out of this and back into the news cycle. Where did you? We thought we had you on cats who look like Hitler.com, but now you've totally left us.
Yeah, I have no idea how I discovered it. It was one of those just trolling Twitter. It's bad joke cat on Twitter, and it's really bad and really funny.
People think I'm weird because I swallowed an abacus. It's what's inside that counts.
That's funny. Oh, my God.
What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter and irrelevant? Okay, this is really bad joke cat is bad.
It's French, good, though, right?
French people give me the crepes. Oh, that's not Jackie Schechner. Okay, here's my favorite. A dyslexic man walks into a bra. Okay.
Could happen. Okay, could happen.
Time flies when you're throwing watches. All right, listen, bad joke cat. We need Jackie back. There's lots of news going on. All right, let's check it. I don't even know where to start with this whole Paul Ryan rape comment. Do you? You think it's impossible to make the Todd Akin thing worse for them? So when asked his opinion about that issue, he said, I'm very proud of my pro-life record, and I've always adopted the idea that the position that the method of contraception doesn't change the definition of life. Right?
I'm a little confused.
I mean, when you thought the original...
The method of contraception doesn't change...
No, conception.
Conception.
I thought you said the method of contraception.
No, conception. No.
I was like, he really doesn't get it, does he?
Wow, yeah. But, I mean, seriously, like, he literally is saying, you know, rape is just another form of conception. And when I didn't think this could get any more offensive to women, it does.
It's a little... And I love the fact that they're like, oh, but we're the party of women. We're going to get Calista Gingrich and Ann Romney to speak. That's going to do it.
Yeah, that'll...
I mean, it's really just women who are completely out of touch with the needs and concerns of everyday women, whose husbands are out of touch with the needs and concerns of everyday women.
Exactly. Well, you know, you and I were talking about this last week, and now it seems like we have the first polling evidence. I was saying this has struck a nerve, you know, with women, even just women I know, more than anything I've seen in politics. And Claire McCaskill, remember we were wondering last week if those polls were outliers? A new poll has her up by 9 points over Akin, and she's ahead 55-37% among women. That's in just a few days. She was ahead by 1 point, a month ago.
Well, I wonder if that didn't have to do, too, that that poll, the original poll, was taken, like, immediately after the comments were made. And I wonder now that the news is circulated and it's had time to sink in, that now isn't why there's a discrepancy. That it wasn't anything. I mean, I get the theory that maybe that was intentional to keep Akin in the race. But I wonder if it wasn't. I think TVP came out with a statement saying that it wasn't rigged in any way. Who knows? But I do think that maybe it's now that the news is circulated.
Right. Well, I mean, in Akin's favor,
Akin's
favorability rating took a dropping to an anemic 17%. He had a meteoric collapse while a whopping 56% unfavorable. I mean, the pressure's only going to increase for him to get out, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but then what happens, right? Now they've got to go through all these procedures, and I think there's a little bit of a penalty he's got to pay. I mean, it's not as easy as it was had he dropped out immediately.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they do at this point. I mean, McCaskill's got a real advantage, and I think they're going to feel like the weight of the Senate's in his hands at this point, or the loss of the Senate's in his hands. It's going to be really difficult for them.
So now,
right now.
But now, not only does Paul Ryan, has he co-sponsored a memo with this guy, now he just made it worse with this comment this weekend. I mean, it's like you can't script this stuff, right?
Well, yeah, and I think that the DCCC, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, is actually tying Akin to House Republicans in a handful of races across the country, and I think that's very easy to do. I mean, this is not one guy making one rogue comment. This is a man who fundamentally believes in it's not even science, right?
Right.
It's this crazy non-scientific theory that we have little warriors that live inside our private parts. And then I think, you know, on top of that, it's all of these men, really, who have co-sponsored this legislation that's incredibly restrictive and out of touch.
Yeah. Well, at least Paul Ryan has that incredibly popular Medicare plan. Let's talk about, have you seen the Think Progress study? Seniors will pay $60,000 more for Medicare under the Romney-Ryan plan. They're, you know, the whole whatever premium support, which again sounds like Kotex with wings. They just did a study that can increase costs by $60,000 for seniors reaching the age of 65 in 2023, according to a new report. Current seniors would also have to pay more for preventative, hospital, and physician services should they repeal affordable care, facing an increase in health spending of between $7,900 a year and $18,600 over the course of their retirement. I mean, this is what you've been saying, but somebody's crunched the numbers now.
Yeah, because there's nothing that seniors have more than just disposable income they can throw away on medical expenses,
sure.
Especially in this economy. I mean, they're just rolling in dough that they want to spend on drugs and preventive care. I mean, that's the part. If you roll back the savings and all the preventive wellness exams that seniors are getting now without copays and deductibles, they've lowered the cost of prescription drugs because of the donut closing the donut hole. I mean, there's all of these things that have gone into place. You roll that back, you're automatically taking money out of the pocket of seniors. I mean, just immediately. And then on top of that, this, you know, we all know at this point the voucher is not worth the money or the paper it's going to be printed on.
Right.
So, you know, that right there ends up elevating costs for seniors. And all we're doing is saving saving money for the insurance companies.
Well, you know, and Think Progress made a couple of points that I think you've made on the show before that I think you can't say it enough, but, you know, just what's wrong with all of this. Yes, you can. But they point out private insurers would cherry pick the healthiest beneficiaries. The existing private plans in Medicare, insurers that participate in Medicare Advantage, have long attracted the healthiest, lowest cost enrollees, right, from the Medicare population. Without robust regulations, private insurers will have incentive to ramp up benefits that attract healthier seniors, right, preventative services, et cetera, while playing down the care that sicker beneficiaries rely on, chemo, stuff like that, right? So they're saying if healthier applicants leave the program, premiums for traditional Medicare will increase. Right?
It's the same thing that's happened in the insurance market for everybody else for as long as we can remember. I mean, we've protected our seniors because as you get older, healthcare gets more expensive. I mean, it's just obvious. It's just logical. I mean, when people get older, they have more healthcare concerns. So we created Medicare so that our seniors didn't go into bankruptcy as they were taking care of themselves or their families were taking care of them as they get older. It's just a logical way of taking care of each other. If you throw senior citizens back into the regular insurance pool, which is essentially what this would do, you end up having people with healthcare costs that they can't afford. And we already know that we bankrupt families. I think it's one every 30 seconds of people who go into medical debt because of healthcare costs they can't afford. So it's something that's going to be devastating to our nation's seniors. I think it's the last thing we need, especially as we're still trying to rebuild our economy.
But, you know, I think the larger thing is so important to explain is that they're trying to do what they've always wanted to do, right, is privatize it. Like, so they, if they could, they would privatize Social Security and Medicare, and that's what would eventually happen, right?
They call it entitlement because it makes it sound bad. Like, mm-hmm. entitlement sounds
free
like you're
money.
Getting something you haven't paid into or something that you haven't earned.
Right.
Entitlement, like, you're entitled. It sounds like you're a fancy person who's getting something.
Sounds like you're Mitt Romney.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, Think Progress, their last point is Medicare will yield fewer savings. As some seniors opt out of traditional Medicare and enter into private coverage, Medicare's market share will fall. Neither Medicare nor any single private insurer would have sufficient market share to negotiate provider prices as low as Medicare can achieve. So that's their point, right, is to weaken it and go, oh, see, it doesn't work. So now we just need to privatize the whole thing, right?
Well, they've always been against Medicare. I mean, they're the party that's always been against Medicare. Now, all of a sudden, the party that's against Medicare wants to save Medicare. It's just not practical or logical. And I don't understand why, I mean, I guess I do, but why so many people are buying it. Because all of a sudden they've had this incredible change of heart and they want to protect the social program they've been trying to dismantle
for decades. That was such a magical moment of innocence when little Jackie Schechner. But I worked so hard to get us health care. I don't understand why they would want to.
I know. And that's why I left D.C. Because I
these people are horrible.
And then you bring me to L.A. to get jaded and frustrated all over.
Yeah, we ripped you from Miami.
Oh, and now you've left us with Bad Joke Cat, which now I'm obsessed with, too. Thank
you. Isn't it fabulous?
I just followed Bad Joke Cat on Twitter.
Did you really? Let's see. I'm really starting to hate these stupid little Russian dolls. They're so full of themselves. All right. Thanks a lot, Schechner. All right.
See you later.
Bye. See you at the top of the hour. There she goes. The prettiest, smartest news girl in the world.
Great.
Bling. 46 minutes after the hour. Oh, now I can't stop. I'm just...
I can't stop poking Dana Loesch with a sharp stick. It's
okay.
Awesome.
I'll talk about all of that next. Exaggerations went up by 1,000,000% last year. That's funny, Patrick.
Yeah.
You're a funny cat. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, damn you, Jackie Schechner. Now she's pulled us into the cat Twitter accounts.
Yep.
Hell, and we'll never get out. What is it called? The cat.
Yes. That's what it's called. And here's his last tweet. Before I was captured and forced to live with these people, I would sometimes sleep in Walmart in the bra display in a big girl bra.
Awesome.
And the previous tweet was, this morning when I said you were dead to me, well, my dish is empty now, and, well, you're looking great. How have you been?
Because that's how cats are. Yeah. That cat. Okay, this hour of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Make the most of your color with the very best paint at Sherwin-Williams. Oh, now you're still obsessed. Is there something else you'd like to read from Cat?
No, I just had to put a mark on there because you read a billboard. That's
Pardon
what
me.
I was doing over there.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I thought you were drawn back into the cat Twitter feeds.
I'm working here.
All right. Wesley in Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Wes.
Hey, Steph. How are you?
Hi. Good. Go ahead.
All right. I got two quick points. First one is, other than you all, I think it's a shame that I'm getting a better perspective as to what the GOP is really up to from the HBO series. You know, that's crazy, and it's called a newsroom.
I've got to start watching this. I've watched a little like clips of it, but Chris, you love it.
Yeah, I absolutely love it.
Yeah,
good. And then the other one is kind of a funny, and I think today's GOP is a classic case of caveat emptor. That's buyer beware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mitt Romney is his six sleazy salesman, and the GOP platform and their policies, they're the raggedy car. If we buy it, America's going to be sitting on the side of the road with rags hanging out, and then Mitt Romney, the cheesy salesman, is going to be driving by as president and his big-ass entourage with two big dogs on the top.
Yeah, all right. By the way, does anyone think it's kind of ironic that the weather is obstructing the GOP convention? Just saying. They're being obstructed. Did you want the party of no new details on the GOP plot to obstruct Obama? Have you guys been reading about this? Shortly before 11 a.m., the AP reported that Boehner, mm-hmm. had urged Republicans to oppose the stimulus. Obama Press Secretary Robert Gibbs handed Obama a copy of the story in the Oval Office just before he left for the Hill to make the case for the stimulus.
Hmm.
An unprecedented visit to the opposition just a week in office. He said, you know, we still thought this was on the level, Gibbs said. David Axelrod says after the president left, White House aides were buzzing about the insult. They didn't even know that Cantor had vowed to whip a unanimous vote, which ultimately he did. So this is not like by accident. This was a strategy.
Right.
It was stunning when we set this up before hearing from the president. They'd say we were going to oppose this. Axelrod said our feeling was we were dealing with a potential disaster of epic proportions that demanded cooperation. If anything, was a signal of what the next 2 years would be like. That was it. A few other examples. Vice President Biden told me during the transition he was warned not to expect any bipartisan cooperation on major votes. I spoke to seven different Republican senators who said, Joe, I'm not going to be able to help you on anything.
Hmm.
He recalled, the informant said McConnell had demanded unified resistance. The way it was characterized to me was, for the next 2 years, we can't let you succeed in anything. That's our ticket to coming back, Biden said. The vice president said he hasn't even told Obama who his sources were, but Bob Bennett of Utah and Arlen Specter have both confirmed they had conversations with Biden along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, read the thing we posted, the Charlotte Observer. It was a piece by a conservative and a liberal, but just talking about how truly unprecedented this Republican Party is.
You have to scroll down past the shirtless pictures, but...
yeah, well, people are a little bit obsessed with those, sure. Uh-huh.
On your Facebook page.
All right. Billy Bob in Kentucky, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bill.
Hi,
go ahead.
Yeah, my question for you is, why has Obama still got this war on coal?
Oh, boy.
It is just crazy.
What? He doesn't have a war on coal. What are you basing that on? He has said many times that he is for all of the above in terms of energy.
No, he is not. He is trying to kill the coal industry. He's shutting down coal-fired generator plants all over the United States. He's killing all of the coal miners' jobs. He's destroying the families.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, coal is incredibly dirty. It leaves all kinds of nasty things in the environment. And to get to the coal, they often have to shave off the top of a mountain.
Right.
They poison the rivers. I mean, it's just the
it's very inefficient. Yeah. It's inefficient.
It's horrible for the environment. There's no such thing as clean coal. They keep talking about it.
Right.
But it just,
So why wouldn't it behoove us to search for a cleaner method of energy?
Hello?
I'm sorry.
I wanted to hear his answer.
I'm sorry. I thought we lost him. Okay. That seemed to be too many scientific things all at once.
Yeah, I think it's mercury that is a byproduct of coal, and it winds up in the rivers and ends up, you can't eat the fish you catch out of the rivers because it's.
And you get mercury
toxic.
Poisoning.
Hello, like I had.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still eat fish.
Sure, all the time. Okay. Penny in Georgia, you're on the. I'm the sushi canary in the coal mine.
Yeah, you are.
Hello, Penny. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, Stephanie. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment about the whole negativity thing that they keep accusing the Obama campaign of doing.
So hateful and angry.
Somebody needs to call them out every single time they bring up that crap. When you look back at the Romney campaign during the GOP primaries and all the stuff that he pulled, the constant lies all the time.
Yeah.
I tell you, I just got done watching the video of Chris Matthews' smackdown of Rince Pubis this morning.
Yeah.
It was quite entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's just it doesn't jive with reality. Otherwise, it would resonate. But what was Donald Trump just called Obama's campaign vicious?
Mm-hmm.
And then Romney last week said it was meanest, nastiest, I don't
know. Whatever.
Something that has no here he is now, the angry, vicious president.
Whether he actually believes in those or not, I have no doubt that he would carry forward some of the things that he's talked about.
Gosh, he's so vicious.
Yeah, that's angry.
Angry. That's angry, just... angry black man. Ooh, he's vicious. Oh.
He was talking about Mitt Romney has locked himself into extreme positions on economic and social issues. That's exactly, and he's exactly right. And he said he would surely impose them if elected. We have more of that crunchy audio goodness. David Bender, political strategist extraordinaire, as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800. You're like my little brother. Irritate me. Stop it. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer, irritant, Chris LaVoy, voice deity, Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Listen, I'm already tense enough. It's Republican convention week.
I know, right?
Maybe. And it's time for Mitt slogans and things.
When you say Mitt, you pick the one who'll say whatever he must say. When you say Mitt, you chose the man who is the absolute flip-floppiest. When you say Mitt, you said the word that means you have no spine at all. When you say Mitt, it means you want the man who's got no plan, just wants to win. When you say Mitt, you pick the one who knows when he has seen pancakes. When you say Mitt, you tell the world you'll use your vote to help the very rich. There is no sympathy. Mitt really can't care less, because the 1% is screwing all the rest. When you say douche nozzle,
you said it all.
Rocky Mountain Mike. That's Marion Ann Arbor and Iris and Raleigh.
That's right.
Singing backup on the Mitt jingle. That's hilarious. All right. Speaking of jingles. Pardon me? Yeah.
Return.
Yes. David Bender, our buddy, our pal.
Return.
David Bender.
Which means a lot, doesn't it, Bender?
Return.
David Bender.
There you go. Yay,
David Bender.
Good morning, David Bender.
Damn you. Damn you for that. Dana Loesch sound. I've been making it for an hour, and I've blown out my voice completely. It's just, once you start doing it, you can't talk anymore.
I know, right? And she's getting so upset that we're playing it. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Keep doing it.
Chris LaVoy is a professional scamp.
That's right.
Stop it now.
Scamp extraordinaire.
Yes.
Well, happy RNC that is going to be gaveled in and out of session today for about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Just enough for Donald Trump to say huge.
That sounds
huge.
Hot. Sounds hot.
Yeah, he may have a huge gavel, actually. He may be that may be the big surprise, the huge.
Huge.
He's going to gavel it in and out.
David, we don't want to speculate on, you know, God's partisan preferences, but I'm just saying this is the second Republican convention that has been curtailed because of a hurricane.
It's God saying you're fired.
There are a lot of closeted gay people in the Republican Party.
That's
because
clearly
that's
it.
The only time God shows up, right?
Yeah, that's Pat Robertson that's going to say it's the Log Cabin Republicans.
Yeah, I think the Grindr app had to get some more servers just to handle the traffic that's going to be happening in Tampa.
Oh, Grindr. And for those of you who don't get that reference, please go to Chris LaVoy's Facebook page. You'll find out.
What?
Yeah.
Hey. What?
I want to see those pictures, by the way. I want to see those pool pictures.
Yeah,
where are they up?
They're up at Stephanie's Facebook page.
Yeah, a lot of shirtless hotties at my party this weekend. David Benda. I guess we were talking over the weekend, and you were saying it doesn't.
You were rescuing a dog while we were talking.
I was. I was on the phone with Benda.
Listen, Chris and Jim, this is true. She says, "Hang on, there's somebody at my door." And about 20 minutes later, she comes back to the phone.
And he was still on the phone. I was running up the street.
I've got to call 911. Where has she gone? She's disappeared.
I was running up the street with a squirming bulldog puppy.
You are a superhero.
Right, but you were saying there's not a lot of, you know, they weren't going to televise tonight anyway, so practically it's not a huge thing, right?
It's not a huge thing, although what practically has happened is they're now crunching. They did have speakers tonight. They had Huckabee. They had Jeb Bush was going to speak tonight. So now, you know, this is the question is who they're going to bump. There's only an hour of primetime coverage. And this is really interesting. If you look at who they've lined up, they have declared a policy war on women, and half of the speakers are women.
Yeah.
It's Condi Rice. It's Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
It's Susana Martinez. It's Ann Romney. It's the First Lady of Puerto Rico. And they're doing this deliberately to say, see, we love women.
Yeah,
we
dig chicks.
They're speaking, they're waving. And not forcibly waving, or maybe they are.
We love women and their boobs. They're like great big bags of sand. We love them, love women.
you know that audio clip is going to be used and reused. Stephanie Miller says.
Yes. Well, I mean, but didn't Paul Ryan step in it again this weekend by, you know, referring to rape as just another form of conception?
That's another form of conception. And here's the thing about Paul Ryan and their policy position. First of all, Paul Ryan and Todd Akin are inseparable. They voted 93% of the time the same way. Paul Ryan says, we never want to get involved in talking about contraception. That's not our issue. Yet this is the ticket led by Mitt Romney that says we want to put Planned Parenthood out of business. So, you know, they want it both ways. And you were talking earlier about the fact that Mitt Romney simply won't tell his plans. Well, there's some precedent for that. It was Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon said, don't ask me about my plans. I have a secret plan. I'll end the war.
And
you know what? That stuff works.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is it me or does Mitt Romney just sound patronizing when he talks to women?
Just a word to the women entrepreneurs out there. If we become president and vice president, we want to speak to you. We want to help you.
Wow. I mean, meanwhile, you've seen Claire McCaskill's numbers in Missouri. I mean, obviously, Akin's numbers have plummeted. She's ahead 9 points, but more importantly, huge gender gap, right?
We want to help you because chicks don't know anything about business. So what'd I say?
You skirts, come on in here.
Come on closer, James.
The problem is this is playing out in 7 states now. And one of the things that people don't realize is that not until Mitt Romney actually accepts the nomination can he legally spend all this money he's been raising.
Right.
So that's why this exercise is going on. They were actually going to have him accept the nomination tonight just so that they could unlock that checkbook immediately.
Right.
And they want to spend that general election money now, and they have outraised the president.
Yeah.
So it is very, very important to realize that this is when that flood of money starts going into those states. And they will say and do anything to elect Mitt Romney.
You know, boy, I was going, when you can be tripped up by a Parade magazine interview.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really, I just don't know if this is really going to play ultimately with the American people. Mitt Romney might repatriate his vast overseas holdings if he's elected president, he said in an interview with Parade magazine. He, you know, because they said, like, residents can ask questions, like,
right.
You know, they have the readers ask questions. They asked, would you make this pledge if elected? Do you promise to bank in the United States? Romney first replied by claiming the decision was out of his hands. He did the blind trust thing again.
Blind,
right?
Yeah, blind.
Yeah. A trustee decides where to put our money. I can't tell you what my investments might be because I won't make them, but I'm happy to have every investment in the United States.
So it's a blind, deaf, and dumb trust. It's a Tommy trust.
Yes. Yeah.
Did he just etch-a-sketch in the same sentence?
Yeah, he etch-a-sketch. I mean, David, really in the same sentence, he said, theoretically, I'm happy to have every... Yes, but I don't make the decision, so I can't possibly. I mean,
wow.
Wow.
Does that play on Main Street?
You know, the problem is it is so bland that there's nothing to wrap your mind around. You can't really argue with a man who takes every position on every issue. There's really no way.
The way he parses, whether it's his taxes or that, it's like, I'm happy to have every investment here, meaning, will you do that? No, I'm just saying I would be happy to, but I'm not in charge of it.
You remember the word salad that was Sarah Palin.
Right.
This is the same thing. If you really look at it, it's more articulate, it's more polished, but it is the same thing. If you read what Mitt Romney says at any given point, there's nothing there. It is jello. Yeah. It's designed to be.
Yeah.
And this is a strategy. This is very well thought out. Say nothing that will get you in trouble.
He also defended his foreign investments in an interview that aired yesterday, noting his personal finances have gotten no special tax savings from his Swiss bank account. Does anyone really believe that? He said, well, first of all, there was no reduction, not $1 reduction in taxes by virtue of having an account in Switzerland or the Cayman Islands. He said the dollars of taxes remain exactly the same. There's no tax savings at all.
Then why do it?
Is there a person that believes that, really?
And the point is, he does the same thing he did when he ran for governor. He says, trust me on this. You just have to believe me. And it turns out later, the things that he said in terms of where he was filing, he said he filed in Massachusetts when, in fact, he was in Utah.
Yeah.
He said, trust me, and it turns out that you couldn't.
Yeah.
And that's the lesson. And the one thing that I hope we start to hear is that Mitt Romney does have a record. He ran a state for 4 years. The president has run this country for 4 years. One man is running on his record. That's what Barack Obama is doing. He is proud of his record. He has a record of accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Mitt Romney is running as far away from his record as governor as he can. He's not even campaigning in Massachusetts. He left the state with two-thirds disapproval.
Yeah.
So if you compare one chief executive to another, if you stand them up side by side, there is no comparison. That's what I hope we see when they debate.
Well, and it doesn't seem to me like his attacks on the president are resonating, that the president's running an angry, nasty, vicious, mean campaign, because I just don't think that jives with reality. Do you?
The president is not an angry man, never has been. But you know, if you say things often enough, repeat them often enough, you do the Obama derangement syndrome as a joke, but it's real.
Yeah.
You know, we still have a large number of people. It's not a majority, but it is a significant plurality of Republicans who believe that he is not a legitimate president. That he wasn't born here, that he's a Muslim, he's a Kenyan, whatever it is. And if you repeat a lie often enough, Jim Ward, this is your Hitler opening.
I was just going to say, Jim, what are you sleeping over there? Or what's...
what? Sorry.
If you repeat a lie often enough, who said that? I forget.
I've got some big news.
Oh, that's right. David Bender has a big announcement. Yes, David Bender.
Next week, when we are all at the Democratic National Convention in North Carolina, Progressive Voices, the Progressive Voices mobile app, which you know we've been talking about, is going to launch a Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn Radio.
What? Oh, my God.
Wow.
And guess what?
What?
Stephanie Miller fans can listen. There are 40 million people listening to the TuneIn app. And the Stephanie Miller Show and the David Bender Show will be a part of the Progressive Voices channel.
The David Bender Show?
September 4th.
Awesome. Yay. That's exciting. That's exciting news. We will have a couple of flirtinis to celebrate in Charlotte.
We will be.
In Charlotte.
All right. I'll see you in North Carolina.
All right. See you in Charlotte, honey.
Yay.
There you go. David Bender. All right. 18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, come on. You got to admit this is cool.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. My dirty little secret. Don't tell anyone, nor you'll be just another regret. Another regret. Just another regret.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Jim, on RNC Convention Week, I have a... in Florida. It's going to be in Florida. I have a guest to quote for you. Who said, I've watched the failure of those who favor extreme rhetoric over sensible compromise, and I've seen how those who never lose sight of solutions saw the greatest successes. As America prepares to pick our president for the next 4 years, and as Florida prepares once again to play a decisive role, I'm confident President Barack Obama is the right leader for our state and the nation. Who said that?
Geis Primus!
No, that's a really bad guess. Former Governor Charlie Crist.
The exceedingly tan and neat former bachelor
former
governor.
Former bachelor. Of the,
Who said, President Obama has a strong record of doing what's best for America and Florida, and he built it by spending more time worrying about what his decisions would mean for the people than for his political fortunes. Who said that?
Mitch McConnell.
No.
And between bites of letter.
A bad guess. Got former Governor Charlie Crist.
Yeah.
Check it out. Jeb Bush on Meet the Press.
Our demographics are changing, and we have to change not necessarily our core beliefs, but how we, the tone of our message and the intensity of it, for sure. I don't think that's going to have an impact in this election, though. And this is going to be a close election, but long-term conservative principles, if they're to be successful and implemented, there has to be a concerted effort to reach out to a much broader audience than we do today.
Like women, for example?
Sure.
Hispanics?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
People making less than a gajillion dollars a year?
Yes. Anaka in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Yes, I'd like to make a couple of points. One, I'd rather have a beer with Obama due to the fact that Romney's not allowed to imbibe.
Yeah.
And another one is that excommunication is a punishment for women divorced in the Mormon faith. I mean, they denounce women and families who feel like spousal abuse has gone too far. There's plenty of problems that people just don't get along, but, you know, right. The religion condemns them for partying. And another thing is that all these variety of women issues, I swear it's drumming up for a million woman march.
Oh,
I swear they're asking
I can't believe
for
you
it.
Just said that. I just threw that idea out to a bunch of, you know, some powerful chicks I know,
chicks.
Let's just say.
Yeah,
I'm Anaka, I really do think we're at really a perfect storm, a tipping point, whatever you want to call it, with this war on women, don't you?
I absolutely do believe, as a single mom, I feel that, you know, as I have a daughter, and I just feel like all of these points are pushing towards one thing. You need to, we know what's best for you. You need to shut up, sit down, be barefoot in the kitchen, and, you know, what your husband thinks is right. You don't need to think anything else. And that's not against men in any way, but there's a population of men out there that think that that's right. And I think that there's a population of women that can get out there and say, you know, we are a powerful unit of human beings who deserve the rights and civility of everybody on this planet.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't tell you how many women I've heard from that just, you know, literally echo the same thing. Like, I feel like I just woke up in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
I feel like I just woke up in 1952. I'm totally down with the Million Woman March. And I'm not a marchy person, but let's do it.
All right.
Woohoo! Woot! Flirtinis for everybody.
Just as long as you wear something tight while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Just saying.
What do you think about that, Jim, or should I just get you your pad?
Show off your pins.
Check that gorgeous butt up there.
Hey, Jiggles, grab a pad and back that gorgeous butt in here.
You get right. Away.
Don't act like you don't like it.
So good news, there'll be a million nice jugs there.
No, 2 million.
Two million jugs. I'm channeling Jim now.
Yeah.
Gladys in Nebraska. Hi, Gladys.
Hi. I was surfing through the channels yesterday and came across on CNN the story on the Romneys.
Mm-hmm.
And Ann Romney was giving her story, and she was tearing up, and then her son was also tearing up. Well, you might call me a cold-hearted bitch, but I didn't tear up, and I didn't feel sorry for her. I just think it's, they wanted sympathy. What about the people who are sick and don't have insurance? At least she had money. You know, she didn't have to worry about paying for it. Some of us, you know, like, well, for instance, myself, I have lupus and I have a blood disorder called ITP. It was discovered when I was 4 months pregnant with my little girl, and she was, because of that, she was born premature. And she's 18 now, and she's just like a two-month-old baby, and I'm still sick with ITP and lupus. I'm taking care of her. I have nobody, not a maid. I can't hire a maid to come in.
Right.
And
yeah.
She might have been sick with MS, but she didn't have to clean her house. She didn't have to cook, and though she, her kids were probably grown and gone, but, you know, I just don't feel sorry for her. I just, you know, she wanted sympathy. It acted like they wanted sympathy, but they got none for me. And then to top things off, in 2002, the meatpacking plant my husband was working in closed down, so we lost our health insurance.
Yeah.
So if you want to cry, Anne, I got something for you to cry about.
All right. Yeah. Gladys, thank you for that.
Not diminishing her MS.
No, no,
because that's
of course not.
Awful, but she does have more means to cope with it than the average person like Gladys.
She said yesterday, she said, I love tithing. When Mitt and I give that check, I actually cry. And Mitt said, so do I, but for a different reason.
Oh, wow.
I think Mitt cries when he has to probably write a check.
I have to write a check?
For
Rafalco.
Oh, my beautiful billions, they're trickling away. Oh.
They actually asked him, do you cry? And do you cry, Governor? He said, I'm emotional. I don't show it quite as clearly as John Boehner, but I'm an emotional person. We got a little, he got a little shot in on the Boehner.
Huh, okay, then. Not too many people like the Boehner.
I'm not quite as blubbery as the Boehner. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hello, I'm
Stephanie Miller.
You may remember me from such Fox Network specials as Alien Nose Job and 5 fabulous weeks of the Chevy Chase Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Well, that's not a good headline for Mittens Convention Week.
What?
Romney invested in a company that's outsourcing jobs, forcing workers to train their Chinese replacements.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
That's not good. Oh, by the way, Eric Bollard was on vacation, so we missed him today, but I loved one of his tweets. He said, Twitter cons insist Romney just joking about birtherism. And if Obama joked about Mormonism at a campaign stop, that'd be cool, right? Yeah, thank you, Eric. All right. Wow, Mittens must be getting desperate. He mentioned Romney care?
What?
With regards to women's health care, look, I'm the guy that was able to get health care for all of the women and men in my state.
Mandate, too?
They're just talking about it at the federal level. We actually did something, and we did it without cutting Medicare and without raising taxes. I'm very proud of what we did and the fact that we helped women and men and children in our state. Number two, and we did it without cutting Medicare, which obviously affects a lot of women.
Yes.
The way the president cut Medicare, $716 billion for current retirees, that's a real problem.
No, he didn't. It would be a problem if that were true, but it's not, and you know that.
Yes.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying sack of crap.
Right.
You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Plink, plink.
Plink, plink.
Okay.
Oh, someone sent me some more information on coal. We had that
discussion.
It is.
Yes.
There are more radioactive isotopes in coal ash than there is in all the nuclear fuel rods. The coal ash is dumped into the environment. 100% of the fuel rods are sequestered and disposed of safely, except for Fukushima. Nobody's perfect. Unscrubbed coal-fired power plants are the source of 50% of all the inorganic mercury in the air downwind. Inorganic is extremely damaging to the brains of developing fetuses and newborns. Yet the Republicans in Congress voted unanimously to bar the EPA from enforcing Clean Air Act provisions that apply to these plants.
Wow.
So much for their caring about unborn children.
Right.
Allie in Washington, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Allie.
Hi, Stephanie. I wanted to talk to you. I've been watching the ads about the political campaigns. I'm just really frustrated that no one speaks up and tells the truth and educates the people about Obama and his record. His record is due to the fact that the Republicans have blocked every measure, every bill that he has tried to pass, every legislation that he's tried to pass over the last 4 years. They've blocked it.
Yep.
And that's why his record, they're going to, and this convention coming up, they're going to say Obama's record. Well, they have done their absolute best to block everything. So there's no ad that says this.
Yeah.
Why don't the Democrats educate the people and tell the truth and speak up and say, look.
I think a lot of people have, and I think that, you know.
No one, they have to tell the people that they have not let Obama do anything.
Yep.
That's why.
Well,
it's
and I think he's still gotten an extraordinary amount done when you consider that.
Yeah.
Again, go to our piece on it was in our Facebook page
yes.
from the Charlotte Observer, just about, and that's, you know, part of what that's about. And even the conservative author is saying the same thing, that this party has been. You can't govern like this.
No.
All right. I wanted to give a shout out to our fine listeners in the Detroit area.
Yay!
Which is back. Listen, who has sent me this? Bloggingformichigan.com. Thank you very much. Blah, 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 blah. WDTW 1310 AM.
Mm-hmm.
Well, looky here, we're back. It's a victory for many Southeast Michigan listeners who were outraged at the change. They took us off, put us on at night, and put us some middle of the road local guy
yep.
on something. Blah, blah, blah. They tried to silence one of Mitt Romney's biggest critics by moving popular liberal talk show host Stephanie Miller to the deadly 10 p.m. slot to make room for middle of the road, blah, blah, blah. That touched off an immediate and vocal protest from many of the local fans of Steph and the Mooks. Not a day went by without fans complaining about the switch on the station's Facebook page. What amazing taste in broads and broadcasting they have there. Stephanie Miller has the top-selling comedy album tour in the country, selling out blah, blah, blah. Detroit Opera House sold out last year.
Yep. Aretha Franklin was there.
Right?
I know.
With her bedazzled hat?
Yes.
Steph and the crew tripled current TV ratings in the short time they've been there, launched a spin-off of the John Fugelsang Show. The fans were a big part of this decision to restore the show to its coveted morning slot. Along with the ratings, we should take the time to thank Clear Channel and WDTW for listening to its audience and doing the right thing. The fine Americans at Clear Channel Detroit.
Yay, welcome. Love you, Clear Channel Detroit.
Welcome home.
I think the title of that show was actually Middle of the Road, blah, blah, blah.
Middle of the road, blah, blah, blah. There's two sides to everything. There's two sides.
Everyone does it.
Everyone does it.
The same.
Oh, by the way, so, you know, Fox News gives the president 24/7 for, oh, you know, leaking. They said,
right.
They have no evidence of them. Guess what they did? They leaked the guy that led the Bin Laden raid.
Yep. Yeah.
And now there's all kind of websites vowing revenge.
Great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thanks for putting his life in danger.
Thanks to Fox News. Al-Qaeda websites post Bin Laden raid seal's name and photo vowing revenge.
Wow.
Websites affiliated with Al-Qaeda have posted the name and photograph of the American Navy SEAL who led the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. Fox News revealed his identity. Business Insider published photos. Now it appears Al-Qaeda affiliates and or sympathizers looking for revenge. Well, who could have seen that coming? Huh. Okay. Okay. All right. President Obama... Just kind of a head shaker.
Yeah.
President Obama, Mitt Romney has locked himself into extreme positions on economic and social issues. He said Romney lacks serious ideas, refuses to own up to the responsibilities of what it takes to be president, and deals in factually dishonest arguments that could soon haunt him in face-to-face debates. Eric Moeller wrote a great piece on that this week, that their whole convention is built on a lie, that we built this.
Mm-hmm.
Just they knew very well that's not what the president said. You didn't build your small business. He said you didn't build the roads
right.
leading to it, etc.
Right. And you didn't educate the people that you employ.
Yes.
And by we, they mean the union laborers who put yes. the thing together with
yep.
Federal
yes.
money.
He said, I can't speak to Governor Romney's motivations. What I can say is he has signed up for positions, extreme positions that are very consistent with positions. A number of House Republicans... Orion have taken, and whether he actually believes in those or not, who can tell what Mitt actually believes? I have no doubt he would carry forward some of the things he's talked about. The president cited Romney's call for across-the-board tax cuts that Obama said would mostly help the rich at the expense of everyone else and cost the nation $5 trillion.
Hmm.
How does this
so,
hold? That's the whole lie to
point?
Me. They're running.
Sounds
their
like
whole
a fabulous
campaign
idea.
Is on small government, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you add $5 trillion to the debt and call it small government? That isn't that whole stupid whatever Obama 2016 movie about he's added this much to the debt and in 2016 he'll add $5 trillion more.
Kind of shows that that's a lie.
Uh-huh. I guess they don't cover the fact that Romney would add even more with his tax cuts for the rich. Okay. The Republican platform calls for a ban on abortion with no exceptions, blah, blah. Obama predicted President Romney would not stand in the way if Congress gave him a bill that stripped away women's control over their reproductive health. I think that's a fair bet,
yep.
with Paul Ryan pushing him. Obama said Romney's refusal to release his tax returns, he said that position was indicative of a candidate who has a lack of willingness to take responsibility for what this job entails. The president also said Romney could run into trouble because of arguments that are not backed up by facts, citing a widely debunked television ad in which Romney accuses Obama of gutting the work requirement in federal welfare law. He said it's going to be a little tougher to defend face-to-face. He was talking about the debates.
Oh, boy.
Which I can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah. I mean, because that's true. It's not a 30-second ad paid for by Sheldon Adelson.
Why are you so angry? You're so vicious and angry.
Security. Someone make sure the black man doesn't
jump me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kate in Massachusetts.
Because he looks like he does sport.
Hi.
Kate in Massachusetts. Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Just to start off, I'm from Massachusetts, so I know what I'm talking about over here. And we've got problems stemming from when Romney was here. The thing is, I'm a 62-year-old woman who got injured at the age of 45.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm on entitlements because I was self-employed. I'm a businesswoman.
Right.
And
you paid into those entitlements.
Yes,
right. Yes,
yeah.
I paid dearly.
Mm-hmm.
I was a single mom, raised them by myself, into college. And the problem was that because I put in so little into the system, because my attitude was, let me get the kids through college, because I had made them a deal. You do the work, you keep the grades up, I promise you I will keep you in there. And they did. You know, they were dean's list every time, unfortunately.
Yep.
But so anyway, the thing is that because I put so little into the system, thinking that once they're out of school, that I can really hammer and put, you know, everything that should be in the system for my old age.
Right.
Never, ever thinking that at the age of 42, 45, I was going to be disabled for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's exactly why we have Medicare and Medicaid, because people don't plan on stuff like
right,
that.
Right, exactly.
All right.
I guess what she's saying is that Mitt Romney's wicked retarded.
No, I don't think that's what you were saying.
Okay.
John, my right-wing love muffin in West Virginia. Hi, John. Hello, John.
No,
Joe.
You didn't.
Hello.
I didn't do it right?
No.
Hello.
Oh, he's gone.
Oh, Joe in Detroit. He wanted to, what did he want to say? Something?
He wanted to say, yeah, chicks don't spend money on, they spend money on Starbucks. They don't spend money on birth control.
Call back. Call me.
Wow.
Joe in Detroit, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Joe. Hello, Joe. I don't know what's happening.
You didn't punch anything in.
Yeah, I did. Okay. All right. Kay in Maryland. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah.
Hi, Kay.
Hi.
Hi.
I really enjoy your show.
Thanks.
I've listened for years and years, but this is my first time to call.
Yes.
I was really irritated by the guy that called about the coal, because they don't seem to understand. The coal companies shut themselves down because they're afraid that if Romney doesn't get elected, that they will lose all their entitlements about for what they receive. And there's coal all around me where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And I have friends that are surrounded by coal mines. And it's so clear and obvious. They shut themselves down. So if somebody got put out of work, it was not Obama.
Yep, I hear you. All right. By the way, did I mention this? The birthers are having their own convention next month in Arizona.
Great.
That'll be fair and balanced.
It's a star-studded event in Phoenix, where they plan to call on Congress to investigate whether President Obama's birth certificate.
Oh, God.
There will be singing.
Oh, by Pat Boone.
Uh-huh.
He'll be there.
Oh,
speeches, drinks. Oof. Bunch of drunken birthers. That's
drunken,
party.
Heavily armed
That's
birthers.
Party.
That's going to be.
Not flirtinis, like birth teenies, I guess. Yeah. The only question is whether the venue, it features seating in the round, will activate its spinning stage.
I've been on that stage. I've performed on that stage, actually.
Spinning birthers? That would be awesome. They're called
drunk spinning birthers.
Oh,
drunk
yakking
spinning
everywhere.
Yakking, birthers.
Yeah. It's going to be called a Greater Phoenix Tea Party Patriots event.
Ugh.
Please and thank you. It's
Splat.
The star is Sheriff Joe Arpaio. So far, the evidence he has produced has largely been the testimony of fellow birthers who are already true believers in the conspiracy theory. Yes. I bet you she'll be there, my best friend.
Oh, wait a minute. They don't get along, do they?
Who can tell?
Joe Arpaio
They've
and Orly?
Split. The birther factions have split.
You should ask your best friend.
I think I will. Pat Boone will be there. He's a member of the Beverly Hills Tea Party.
Wow.
How big is that group?
That cannot be a large group.
Yeah. It's got to be echo chamber. Pat Boone and Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah. All right, 46 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm very embarrassed for you for what goes on your show. It's just dirty stuff, and you all laugh so stupidly like a bunch of idiots.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 51 minutes after the hour. We all have our obsessions this morning.
Yes.
Yours is, Gawker has what's in the swag bag?
That's a swag bag at the Republican National Convention.
Yes.
They say it sucks. You will find one University of Tampa brochure and chip clip, one Tampa Bay Storm beer koozie, one package of mints, one copy of the Patriots Essential Liberty Companion Guide to Our Founder's Wisdom, and one copy of Mitt Romney's book, No Apology.
Oh, wow.
And
that's
then they,
still my heart.
And then they wow. conclude this by saying, well, I guess you could always use a chip clip. God, I'm glad we're not going to that.
How do I feel a sucky convention coming on?
So glad we're not going to that.
Yeah, I know. We will be here in the warmth and safety of Captain America's underpants.
That's right. But we will be going to Charlotte. We'll
yes.
be broadcasting
yeah.
live from
Bill
Charlotte.
Press and I will be the only people from Current that will be broadcasting live from the convention.
That's
Everybody
right.
else will be based in New York.
That's right.
All right. Kids, you know, there's probably going to be a lot of dating going on, I would think, at the big RNC this week.
What kind of dating
well,
are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking
Dayton,
about.
Dayton, Ohio?
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, shoot.
They need their TDAR
yeah.
from the makers of Tea Party Harmony.
When I created Tea Party Harmony to help you find your perfect right-wing mate, I didn't stop there. Now, just in time for the convention, I've created a mobile app that helps you find that one person who thinks just like you. Introducing TDAR.
There I was at the convention waiting to see Birther of a Nation, and my TDAR alert went off.
Whenever you get close to someone as sociopathic and misinformed as you are, the patented TDAR alert tone lets you know.
I just turned around, and there she was.
You were so cute.
It's TDAR. Download it and take it everywhere. Choose the tone you like.
It's much more fun when you have it on vibrate.
Don't I know it.
I don't know how I ever met true patriots before.
Get TDAR today.
I still don't like taxes.
And I'm still afraid of brown people.
yeah.
From the people who brought you Tea Party Harmony, it's TDAR.
May not be compatible with anything after 1962.
She sounded like she was doing Dana Loesch. She's having a good voice.
Oh, don't encourage him. All right.
What?
That's pretty much what everything she says sounds like to me. When I used to be on Larry King with her, that's all I would hear. Because I'd call her a teabagger, and that would make her go. All right. Larry, can't you make her stop? Okay. All right.
I love you, Dana Loesch.
I love other L words. My obsession this morning, I don't know if this is true, but it's in the National Enquirer. Jessica Lange's lesbian love.
What?
Now I have something new to talk to her about.
Zowie!
If I just ran into her on a hike and mentioned some 20-year-old movie of hers, now I have something new to talk to her about.
Oh, boy.
Wow, she's hot. Her co-star, Sarah Paulson, is this true? I don't
know. Her co-star from American Horror Story.
Wowee.
Yeah.
She's 37. Jessica Lange, 63. I'm too old for Jessica Lange, obviously. Hi.
So when you ran into her while hiking, you could have had a chance with her.
Not really.
Well, not with what you said to her. That just killed
me. I love Frances.
Oh. God.
I loved you in Birth of a Nation. What?
What?
What are you saying? You were awesome in King Kong.
All right. I went to my spin class with the Olympic sprinter lady. I think it's time that I need to come clean. I've been doping for my spin class all these years. I've been stripped of my titles.
Yeah, all seven of them.
Pretty bad about it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's a new slogan, because you know every week, there's some, like when you're not getting enough oxygen to your brain, there's like things that sound like they make sense.
Mm-hmm.
The instructors like scream at you during exercise classes. And the what was the new one? You didn't get up this early for easy. You didn't get up this early for easy.
Hmm.
I don't know what that means. Sort of, yeah, that was the sound I
yeah.
made.
This early,
she's,
like 9:30?
She's like Proud Mary, but there's no nice and easy. She only likes it nice and rough. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Hmm. What was the one last week I told you? Oh, this is for everyone that's ever told you no. And I was thinking to myself, actually, a lot of those people were right. I really, I should have listened. The people said, I can't do it. You said you shouldn't leave radio. You can't do that. That late night show is not going to.
You are never going to be able to play the sitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Jim, who said they call themselves the Tea Party? They can call themselves conservatives, and they can even call themselves Republicans, though Republicans certainly shouldn't, but we should call them what they are, the American Taliban. Who said that?
Osama bin Laden.
No. Jeff Daniels on the newsroom, your new obsession.
Well, it concluded last night.
I know, I'm going to have to go into my on-demand.
Who told you that it was bad? Because it's really good.
I know. David Bender loves it, too.
It's really good.
Hey, guess who else is getting busy? David Bitter? Senator Diaper
Oh,
Bitter?
My God. This is awesome.
He's still around?
Yes. Well,
he's still in the Senate, actually. Yes.
You remember he was outed as a client of the D.C. madam, who mm-hmm. later turned up mysteriously.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a suicide.
Sure. And when she said she was not going to commit suicide,
yeah.
she specifically said, if you find me with the suicide note, I didn't write it. I am not committing suicide. Oh, she committed suicide.
Last evening, Vitter tweeted, love my kisses, from his Twitter account, though the tweet was quickly deleted. They did some digging. It appears it's the Twitter account of a woman named Daisha Scott, a 20-year-old college student. Her Twitter bio says she lives in West Bank, a possible reference to West Bank, New Orleans,
is
in Vitter's district.
Mm-hmm.
I know something you don't know, she tweeted coyly to a man attempting to get to the bottom of Vitter's contact.
The bottom. Get to somebody's bottom.
Even more suspicious is that that and the other tweets in the photo were almost immediately scrubbed from her Twitter feed. Oh, dear. Diaper Vitter is at it again. All right. That's it for us. We have tomorrow Rich Galen live from the Republican convention.
That's
Republican
true.
Strategist Rich Galen.
Yep, and we have Lisa Bloom tomorrow as well. Yeah.
All right. I'd like to thank Chris LaVoy, Jim Ward, T-Bone on phones and drums, shirtless out there answering the phone.
he's got his Captain America shirt on.
Jackie, Courtney, Suzette, everybody in the gang at Current, Shelby.
Kelby.
I know.
Kelby.
See you tomorrow.